There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
We'll talk to a man who has been a broadcaster in this town for many years and has broadcasted well, as we get a chance now to talk to author, Falcon, Brave, and Bally Sports Southeast analyst Brian Jordan, who joins us live from the golf tournament here, the Bobby Dodd Coach of the Year golf tournament at the Atlanta Athletic Club. Brian, so good to see you. Been a while. Glad you could sit down with us and join us on the home team in Hamilton.
It has been a while, man, and thank you guys for inviting me over here to talk, man. I listen to you guys, and it's just a lot of fun, man.
I feel bad when I see you every time because I feel like I need to start doing some push-ups and sit-ups. you still look like you did 15 years
ago. I got to stay in shape, man. When you're coaching kids, and I always said this, man, when I was young, I played for one of the best coaches. Dr. Mellis was his name, and he used to get on me, pound me about getting in shape, staying, physically fit. And he weighed over 300-something pounds, man. I'm like, dude, it's no way I'm going to help coach some kids and weigh that much and pump being fit. So I got to stay fit, man, so the kids can really believe it when I tell them, stay in shape, work hard.
You certainly can live by what you are doing. You are walking the walk. Well, you talk to, can you catch?
Oh, I can catch.
Can you play
I can
catch?
Do it all. Oh, no, no. Well,
can you come out of
you
the
bullpen? You can have that catcher's position, man. They get beat up all the time. But, no, it's a shame, man. I mean, coming into the season, you look at the Braves squad, man, you're going to pick them to win the East, no doubt about it. But I always tell people you got to be concerned about injuries. And you would think – after playing 60 games last year, your body should be well-rested coming into this season, a regular spring training. The Braves have had so many injuries. This is unbelievable, man, especially the hamstring injuries. We got, five guys with hamstring? That should never happen at the beginning of the season, man. So I'm a little frustrated. I know they are with your starting rotation that we had coming into the season, limited to like two starters, and you pick up Drew Smyly this offseason.
Oh, boy.
And he has been horrific, I mean, to say the least. And, we just got to get healthy. That's the bottom line.
Brian joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show here on the Fan 680 93.7 FM.
Brian, with injuries aside, how long does it really take for a team coming off a really, really good season last year to kind of conform to a new identity, understanding what this team's strengths are, how you're going to go forward with this team instead of looking back to next year or looking back to last year? How long did that really take for somebody to know, who we have this entire season?
Well, for me, it took 2 weeks, and, to watch some of these guys struggle, again, having a shortened season last year, you saw Acuna, his videos in the offseason, how hard he worked and prepared to come into the season, and we saw what kind of start he got off to. So you got a question, and I played the game. It takes 2 weeks, 3 weeks before a guy feels comfortable at the plate. His timing is there. So I give the players that, but the first month is over now. And you're going into the second month, we still see some of the struggles. I know a lot of injuries, a lot of guys unexpected are up playing right now. But those guys who you rely on every year, you're sitting there saying, well, why aren't they doing what they're supposed to be doing? So I don't know whether guys are starting to put pressure on it. Pressure on themselves because you're picked to be that team. And when you get off to a slow start, I mean, the panic starts coming in. And when you don't have a pitching rotation like the Braves don't have right now, I mean, it's a struggle, man. So we're going to see what happens. They're going to have to work their way out of it. Alex Anthopoulos is going to have to make some moves to wake people up, I think. So we'll see what happens.
When you look at the guys who should be carrying us now, with Max Fried out, Soroka out, now Darnold out, injuries, you know, major injuries, but the guys who aren't injured, Freddie Freeman, Marcelo Zuna, Dansby Swanson. Now, it's good to see Austin Riley kind of come around. The guys who should be carrying us, you've been in clubhouses where there have been some, you know, some major hitting and some major power outages. What are you doing? You don't want to mess up what a guy's approach is, but we're having opportunities. It's not like there are no Braves on the base path. We're just not taking advantage of the opportunities we're getting.
No, we're not getting the clutch hits that we need. And, you know, every good team has that guy that's going to come through. I mean, yeah, we had Pache hit that grand slam the other day. It was good to see him come back and be that clutch guy in that position. But, you know, we don't have enough of it. And I don't, again, it goes back to guys wanting to put the team on their shoulders, putting too much pressure on himself. Dansby is not the Dansby we saw last year. Again, you know, you lose arbitration. You see two young guys locked up for a long time. So how much pressure is Dansby putting on himself right now? It looks like he's putting a lot of pressure on himself. He's not driving the ball the other way like he did last year. He's trying to, seems like he's trying to hit the long ball this year for no reason at all. He has all the tools to hit doubles, triples, and be a complete player. So you look at those things. You look at Ozuna, who had an MVP season last year. That's not the same Ozuna we saw last year. I mean, he's not jumping around out of the box like we saw last year, which has all to do with your timing. So he's going through it. And Freddie, you know, you expect him to hit all these home runs, but if Ozuna's not performing behind him, he's not going to see the same pitches he saw last year. So as a player, me observing, I see all these little things. But, you know, it's good to see Raleigh pick it up. I think he should be moving up in that lineup. You know, you're wasting his talents back at 8-9 where he's hitting. He needs to be in a position where he can drive in more runs. And hopefully, I think Snick is going to start making changes, man. He's going to have to mix things up again. You know, sometimes you come in and you just pick a lineup out of the hat and it changes things. But they're familiar with the Nationals, so, you know, not too familiar with the Blue Jays, not to make an excuse for these guys. So hopefully they'll play like they normally play in the East.
Valley Sports Southeast analyst Brian Jordan joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show on the Fan 680-93.7 FM.
Brian, I absolutely know this is true in football as far as a rah-rah guy, as far as somebody that comes in and gets upset and kick a chair or maybe kick a cooler. Does that happen in the clubhouse in baseball that, you know, not necessarily your superstar, but somebody that has a little bit of cachet and just fed up with the little things and they kind of call a players-only meeting and try to get things in order?
You know what? It does happen. And I know when I was that guy, I used to get mad and have those clubhouse meetings and you know, it was obvious what's going on.
And is it too
early
for that?
You know, it's not too early. I mean, the month is over with. Now you got to kick it in gear, and I hope somebody does call the clubhouse meeting and say, look, guys, we're a team here. Let's start picking each other up. Let's do what we need to do to win ball games. And, you know, we all want to hit home runs. We all want to be that hero, and I think that's what we're going through right now. Guys are trying to do too much, and that's what gets you in trouble. That's what gets you on that slide, and you kind of sensed it in Toronto, down in Florida and Dunedin. Guys were trying to do too much instead of just getting the guy over, getting them in. We've gone away from that. And when we do drive, get guys over, we normally drive them in. And that's not happening right now. So the Braves got to figure out how we can play small ball again just to get us going to hit those long balls.
I was reading an article you did not too long ago, and it was a great piece, USA Today.
Yeah.
We were talking about two-sport athletes and how we might not ever see that again. And it got into Kyler Murray, you know, maybe being the last guy who might be able to pull that off. Everybody talks about Deion. Everybody talks about Bo Jackson. Folks need to be talking about Brian Jordan. Brian Jordan's the guy who played 15 years at the 15-year Major League Baseball career and played professionally with the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, in that article I said I'm the Rodney Dangerfield of two-sport athletes. I get no respect. But you know what? The numbers are there, you know, in baseball. You know, a career 282 hitter after 15 years. And, you know, I was among the leaders in tackles 2 out of 3 years with the Falcons, you know, me and Jesse Tuggle. So, I mean, I don't worry about that. I'm not a rah-rah, you know, I need the accolades type of guy. The guy did a great article on me. I appreciate that. But, you know, I'm the guy that, you know, can share my message to kids and motivate those guys, and that's what it's all about for me.
What's your message to parents? Because a lot of the reason why I don't think, to your point, we're going to see this is because so early now, parents and coaches make kids choose one sport. You stay in that lane, and you just ride it all the way instead of playing multiple sports like a lot of people used to.
Right, and that's my message to kids. I mean, you're limiting your kids' options, and that's the worst thing you can do. When I played in high school, I played three sports, basketball being my favorite sport. So when it came to picking a college, I had options. I could have played basketball, I could have played baseball, football. But my dream was to play two professional sports. So Maryland was my number one school. I grew up in Baltimore. That's where I wanted to go. I didn't even visit any other colleges because I knew I wanted to go to Maryland. And Bobby Ross was the head coach, former Georgia Tech. So when I went to sign the dotted line, Joe, he looked at me and said I had to sit out my first year of baseball. And I'm like, well, you recruited me and told me I could play both. And I looked back at my parents and said, hey, I can't go here. And that was a major decision for a young man, you know, at 17, 18, coming out of high school. And it was a great decision for me because I went to Richmond, Division I AA. Again, a message that I send to kids. I don't care where you go. If you're good, they'll find you. And I went to Richmond. They let me do both. And I saw Bobby Ross one day when I was playing in San Diego baseball. And he said, see, I helped your career out. I said, save it, man.
Brian Jordan from Valley Sports Southeast, an analyst, a former Brave, former Falcon, joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show.
Last thing for me, Brian, I know the NFL draft just was completed. I wanted to get your thoughts on the football position that lends more to plug and play right away, where it takes a lot of thinking out of it, to where you can show your talents and you don't have to wait till you 3, 4, 5 years down the road show out your skill set.
Well, I think it's great. I mean, it's great for these young kids to get that opportunity right away, man, and really let your talent show. Because, you know, we know now this game is about speed, quickness, and strength. It's not so much about that big bulk, you know, blocking up the middle. You got to get up the field, get around, because everybody's getting faster and quicker. You got to be mobile, you know, at every position, you know. And that's, you know, I love the fact that we got Kyle Pitts, you know, one of the best athletes out there. But I'm still concerned about that QB position for our future, because I felt like we had some athletic quarterbacks early in this draft available. And I'm not so sure. People will argue with me all day long, but I figured we should have picked up an athletic quarterback, because this game is going that way. We see that with Mahomes. You know, San Francisco, to me, got the best pick in the draft because this kid has so much of an upside, Trey Lance. And that was the guy that I was hoping would drop to number four. But, you know, that's the future of this game, man. You got it. It's no more Brady's anymore. You know, Brady is the only one, I think, that can succeed in today's game because he gets rid of the ball. You know, he can see it happening before it happened. And that's what type of quarterback you need today, mobile quarterbacks that can see it happening before it happens.
Do you think NFL players will ever come together like Major League Baseball players do with the Players Association and Union? I mean, it's just clear that the guys at the top make the money, but every time a collective bargaining agreement or a contract comes to an end, the players have that one moment in time to hold out and show their solidarity, and they don't, and they typically in the NFL don't get the same things that Major League Baseball players or NBA players get as far as amounts of money and the guaranteed contracts.
And that was one of the big reasons why I went to baseball and left football. Because, you know, football is a short-term life. We all know that. You know, and it's amazing how, you know, before this year, collective bargaining agreement, the average of an NFL player was 3 years, but yet you make vested 4 years. I mean, come on. How much sense does that make? So for me, it's more of a selfish game. Guys are worried about getting their own, getting right now, because they don't know how long they're going to play. And I get it.
You want to hit away.
Right. I understand that. Where baseball is long term. So guys can be more patient. They know they're going to be around. They know they're going to make their money long term. Where football don't have that, you know, in the back of their mind. So they got to do it now. And as a group, it never comes together.
And lastly, what do you think about Snit? He's come in, lifelong Brave, had a great run last year, having a little difficulty now. What do you think about – you play for different managers, different kinds of teams, different kind of stars and superstars. You've been a star, all-star. What do you think about him as the skipper moving forward with this collection incarnation of the Braves?
Well, I love Snick, and he manages sort of like Bobby Cox. You know, the players love him. It's unfortunate that he has this many injuries this year. I don't care who's managing. It's tough to manage so many injuries. And the starting rotation, this bullpen right now, it's tough to figure out who's going to step up and be that guy. And right now, we don't have that. You know, Ian Anderson, Charlie Morton the other day. You know, Charlie is a great pitcher. He has that one bad inning every single game. So how do you get around that? You know, as a manager, all you can do is cross your fingers. He goes out there, give you six innings, and you don't have to manage the bullpen so much. But with all the injuries the Braves have, man, he's doing the best he can. And I get it. Yes, he's not a fiery guy. He's not going to come out and scream at guys because there's expectation on these guys to go out and play and do their job, just like Bobby Cox has always done. And he's from that mold. So hopefully these guys can get healthy and figure it out.
Well, we thank you for your time. It's good to see you, you know,
good
right around the corner.
You, awesome.
And it's good to see you. We'll make sure we stay in touch because the things you do with your foundation, especially with your tournament that you have,
yes.
You know, at the end of the year, we certainly want to have you back on way before then, but certainly, you know, like to help out when we can. You always got a home here, and we always love getting a chance to catch up with you. So please stop by and stop by soon.
I will, man. Thank you, guys.
And Brian, I'm looking forward to also seeing you at the end of the month down there in Macon as well, Brian.
Okay, awesome. That's right, Joe. Congratulations, too, man. Well deserved.
Oh, you guys going into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah,
well.
Going yes, into the Georgia Hall of Fame, man. That's awesome.
I will see you. How you feel about that? A Hall of Famer. You two Hall of Famers.
You know, it's awesome, you know, just to be thought of that way. And people have watched you play, and it's well deserved for Joe. And, you know, Glavin's going in, and Stuart Sink, so Maya Moore, so it's – it's a great class going in, and I can't wait to be there and be honored.
You guys going into the Georgia Sports Hall of Fame a little bit later this year. Well-deserved. Great people and great careers. This is home, too. Stop by home every now and then so we can catch up and chit-chat.
Sounds good, man. You guys take care, man.
Brian Jordan, former Falcon, former Brave, and Bally Sports Southeast analyst joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.